Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and to go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already decided that Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, would betray Jesus. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from supper, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had reclined again. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, but you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, slaves are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I'm with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I'm going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me," Jesus said to Peter. Blunt words, to be sure, and the Christological threat here is indeed a great one. Peter had just been confronted with the almightiness of God. Peter heard clearly that he didn't get to dictate terms to God. Like it or not, understand it or not, mattered not. God is God, and that's the end of the story. So, if Almighty God chooses to put a towel around his waist and wash the dirty feet of his betrayers, then that is exactly what is going to happen. Of course, this never sits well with sinners. God's almightiness is always a problem for those who need and want to be in some semblance of control. Peter knew this well. "You will never wash my feet," he piously protested to the foot-washing God. In truth, Peter's objection was about God not behaving according to Peter's understanding and his desires. God was being uncontrollable. And Peter's rebuke by Jesus that we heard is the answer that God gives for his almightiness. God will have you on his terms, or you will not have him at all. And so we too are confronted with God's almightiness. Our opinions and our desires of who we want God to be and how we believe he ought to act are now coming under attack. Perhaps now we're beginning to hear the angst created in Peter, confronted with God's almightiness and God's uncontrollable will. Indeed, we are bound to recoil in this way. We are bound to shift the narrative, as they say, often in very pious ways, that leave us wiggle room and a measure of control to make God do what we think he ought to do. You know, like foot washing. We reframe the gospel. And we even turn the blessing of Jesus' example of service to others into something we can and we must do in order to be right with God. But washing dirty feet never saved anybody. And do you know what else? God is not concerned with the angst created in us by his almighty will. Nor does God really care about our opinions of him. He is going to do exactly what he wants to do. And again, that is the end of the story. So, what is God going to do with all of that almightiness that we hear? God's almightiness in general, what's he going to do with that? I have no idea. The world is literally going to hell. In general, I don't know if God is for us or against us. But God has not left us with only his almightiness in general. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end, John tells us. That right there is the answer to what God does with his almightiness. With almighty power, he keeps his promise of steadfast love and kindness. Furthermore, this steadfast love and kindness is a very specific promise, not general, very specific, preached into the waters of baptism and also into the bread and wine of the Lord's Supper, which was instituted on this night so long ago. In the Lord's Supper, Almighty God, who is both willing and able to keep his word, promises that the bread and wine of the supper are his body and his blood, forgiving sin, conquering death, and silencing the devil's accusations. And if that's how God wants to save, and it is, then that is exactly what happens. And just who are those loved by Jesus to the end? The answer is those to whom the gospel promise is given. And with that, we come to the heart of the matter as we sit here like disciples waiting for a foot washing. Is Jesus coming for me? The answer is absolutely. I am an ambassador of Christ, and I have been commanded by him to give his gospel promise to you. By the authority of Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. And you are invited to gather with all the other betrayers of Christ here tonight around the supper and there to eat and drink the promise that God is merciful to you. And there, around his table, your share is with the Christ who is for you. Amen.